Maimer Tov Lachsis Bashem Ibtech Ba'odom. This is the sixth Maimer in the Likutei Torah in Shemini Atzeres. Nemorim in the end of the Parshas Dvorim for Shemini Atzeres. Alright. So the Maimer begins Tov Lachsis Bashem Mibtech Ba'odom. That it's better to take cover or trust Hashem than trusting in a person. So the language of the Pasuk is that it's better to trust Hashem than trusting a person. That would seem to imply that really it's also okay to trust a person, but it's better to trust in Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe asks, Lahovin Mahu Toiv. So we have to understand, what is the meaning? It says toiv. Toiv, it's good. Mahu toiv. The mashma, because that seems to imply shegam ba'odom rasho yulif toyach, that also a person is permitted to trust also in a person. Elo sheyoser toiv, but it's better lif toyach b'Hashem, to trust in Hashem. The question is, Valiksiv, but the Pasuk says, Al tiftechu v'nedivim, b'ven adam chulu. Don't trust a person, a human being, b'ven adam. So, why do we say it's better to trust Hashem than a person? You're not allowed to trust a person altogether. Not only it's better to trust in Hashem, Vegam, and also Lahavin, to understand the Gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ksiv Lachasois. When we talk about Hashem, it says Lachasois means to take cover. Toiv Lachasois Bashem. Vegabi Odom, and by the person it says Mibitoyach, from trusting. So why is there a shinui, a change in the language? By an odom, it says mibtoyach bo odom. The base has a komatz, not be odom, not with a shiva be odom. It's komatz tachas habez. When they say a komet tachas habeis, it's b'mikoyim hey hayidua. That takes the place of when we say ho odom. If he would have said ho hayidua, that would mean the known man, ho odom, the man. And here it says bo takes the place of that hey. Kolomar bo odom hayidua. So who is this odom hayidua? To say, who is this Odom HaYidua? Who bechinas Odom HaElyon? So we're talking is, Ba'odom means Odom HaElyon, in the Supreme Man. Who's the Supreme Man? K'meshe Kosuf, it says in the Pasuk, Ba'al demus hakisei chulu, demus kimari Odom. Over there it says, on the image, on the throne, was the image of a person. So, when we say here, mibetoyach bo odom means the odom ha'elyon. Umibetoyach humiloshun v'toches habayis. Mibetoyach comes from the language, the Pasuk says, v'toches habayis, he should plaster the home. So, shuloshun ticho, which is a language of plastering, ticho v'dibuk, connecting, to plaster and to connect. Shedovko b'chinas zu b'pnimiyusei, that this level is connected in his inner v'toich toichei, in the inside. So the loshim b'toich means you're, like your inside is plastered with that connection that you have, the b'toich ba'odom, plastered with the connection to the Odom. That is the meaning of Mibetoyach. What is V'lachasois? Lachasois hu shechoysa b'tzeil umakif shomil ma'il. Lachasois means he takes cover. Choysa, that he covers himself b'tzeil umakif shomil ma'il. In the shade and the surrounding that comes from above. B'zehu, and this is the meaning of Toiv Lachsois, it's better to take cover. B'chinas Makif, in a way of Makif, Toiv Lach B'chinas Makif, Shem B'chinas Havaye Yoyser, the better to be Lachsois B'Havaye, the Makif that comes from the level of Havaye, Toiv Lach, more Yoyser B'chinas Asheros Pnimis, so b'chinas Odom Ha'elyon Chulu, more than the inner resting into the inner of the person, the Odom Ha'elyon, the makif of Shem Havaya is better than the pnimius of the Odom Ha'elyon. What's the, in the first word of the parenthesis is an aleph or an ayin?
Ayin.
So this is Ayin Beidra, the Nosi Dafkuf Lamates of Edbeis. So over there in the Idra, the section of the Zohar called the Idra, in Nosi Kuf Nabeis, it says, the Bechol Asar the Itkar Odom, Hachol Itkar Elohish Makadishuchulu, that in any place that it's mentioned Odom, so it's only mentioned in his holy name. So what does that mean? V'iso shom b'hapirushim, and we find it in the Pirushim, the Toiv Lachzeis b'havaye, when we talk about taking cover b'havaye, haynu ha'oras arich anpin, that is a shine from the level of arich anpin, mi betoyach ba'odom shehu b'chinas zo ein shom b'sefer Rush David. So better to be in the cover of Havaya, which is the Arich Ampin, than odom shehu b'chinas zo ein shom b'sefer Ruach David. L'havim b'yurzeh b'avodas Hashem. So to understand the explanation in the service of Hashem, mahu b'chinas Odom Ha'elyon, what is the level of Odom Ha'elyon? What is the supreme man in Avodah Zarah? Huki hina yesh. He's going to explain this in Avodah Zarah. There's various kinds of meditations, reflections, so that it enters inside the heart, amongst the man, and deep in the heart. Sheyehei halev mispoil umislahet afa bikein. So even still mipnezel loy nepach memuhusoy, still from this he does not change from his essence. Rakshin niska ha'ava believe b'mokim asher husham. In other words, he gets it in his heart, but he doesn't change him. The love gets stuck in his heart, b'makom asher husham, a place where is there, but it doesn't change the person around. Ki halev hu klei kibul la'avazu kasher yuchal, says, because the heart becomes is a receptacle, is a vessel to receive that level to the extent that he can tolerate, because Yechol says. So that's one is burners. Yesh is burnenu shilamayla basogas moichu binosei. But there is a meditation which is beyond, which is higher than the mind and the understanding of the person. V'halev koten mehochil hisbeinenezu. The heart is too small from being able to contain that level of reflection. She'ilu hoya magia ad halev. Had this reached till the heart, hoya kolo she'eiro ulevavi b'kleis ha'nefesh, then he would have expired, his body and his soul, in the expiration of the soul. He would not be able to handle it. It's a too much not being able, too strong and higher than his understanding, and he cannot contain it. But yes, so this is something which at least he can get. It's beyond his understanding. So it's not beyond his understanding. It's beyond his heart. It's lemailo behasogas moich. In other words, his mind gets it, but it cannot come down. It cannot influence. It cannot impact the soul. And there's a higher level that doesn't even come to the mind. Yesh asher gam moichil. There's also when the mind is not able to even to tolerate it. Not only not the heart, but also not the mind. This is the idea when you do the Amida, you do it silently, in quiet, whispering. That represents the subjugation, the nullification of the soul in a level lemaylo mikasher tuchal nafshes es, more than the soul can tolerate. I am ashekosu save divra maschil Yehuda ato yid ato also save divra maschil hashemayim kisi ba'ayim ashekosu v'divra maschil elab kudei. So we have these three ahavas that we're discussing over here. So the tizbonus that enters into the heart of man, that the heart becomes a vessel for it to rest in it. That reflection, hu nikra b'chinas Adam, that is called the level of Adam. What is the level of Adam? That's bal seichel umidas chul. I mean, it has intellect and emotion. It's fully capable. Ash enkein b'chinas havaye. When we talk about the level of havaye, that's a level which you cannot tolerate. Who? This is beyond what the nefesh can tolerate. That's called havaya. Odom is the level that the person is able to tolerate the intellect and the emotions. And the level of havaya is higher than the odom. Efsher, when the reflection is in the level of Mimalikul Almim, so then Nikra Odom, then we call you an Odom. That type of reflection is called an Odom. Mashenkein Bechinas Sevukul Almim, when the reflection is Sevukul Almim, Bechinas Havaya, that is the level of Havaya. So, if the reflection is in the Malakul Almim, that's an Adam. If it's in Sevik Lam, it's a Vayim. V'ayim asher kosu b'divra maschil v'yadai to hayim v'inyan das v'emuna, this was with the idea of das v'emuna, v'ev shalom imar You can also say shezahu inyan moichin the tefillin shel yad, with moichin the tefillin shel rosh, the moichin of shel yad and the moichin of the shel rosh, the two levels of Adam and Havaya, the shel yad being Adam and the shel rosh being Havaya, which is in a higher madrega. Vezahu, and this is the meaning of Tov Lachseis Bahashem. Bahavai, Tov Lachseis Bahavai. That it's better to Lachseis Bahavai, which means Hagam Sheyye B'chinas Makif. B'chinas Havaya, even though it's only going to be on a level of Makif, from the level of Havaya, V'lo Yuchal Likones B'gidu Halev, and it cannot enter openly into the revealed in the heart, it's higher. The same, it's from Havaya. Afa pikein toiv yoser milies betoyach bechinas odom. It's still better than being covered under the level of odom. What's the reason? It says the fish kol goyim svavuni, because all goyim surround me. What does it mean? Sheyesh b'chinas goyim. There is the level of goyim. What is the meaning goyim? Goyim is the body. They are from the body and the animal soul from the klipas noiga. They are the one that surround and dress up the soul. They are the one that trouble the person and make strange thoughts fall into a filu, even in the middle of the davening. Ki yinikosom mitzirufe oishi sadibur, because they nurture these chitzonim, the body and the soul, and the nefesh habahamis, they keep on disturbing the person by giving him the strange thoughts, the mental dominant, because they come, those bad thoughts come from the tzurufe oishis adibur, from the combination of the letters of dibur, bein tziruf litziruf. In between every combination of words, shu b'chinas mokum cholol, there becomes a space. When you speak, you know, you say one sentence, one word, and another word. In between those words, that's where they get a hold. Shom yuchlu linuk v'lechaz ba'odom. Over there, they're able to nurture and hold on to the person. Lahapil boi machshov eschutz, to throw into the person outside thoughts. V'chein hamidis shabiguf v'nefesh habahamis, and also the character traits of the body and the animal soul, they are malbishim midos hanefesh elikis, they dress up the nefesh elikus, the godly soul. So which means that it goes through them, the connection, the godly soul dresses up in the nefesh habamis. Sha'ava shub nefesh elikis, so that the hidden godly love is hidden and dressed up in the body, the animal soul. And the lochain, and therefore, so because of all these issues, because of the machshav azores that comes from the nikah, from the chitzonim, and the body, you have to, your avos of Hashem from the nefesh elikis is dressed up in the guf and nefesh habamis. Therefore, even though that he wakes up, he arouses the love to Hashem when he davens, amongst the person, and it's deep in his heart, to the extent that he can tolerate. So what remains after the davening? Only a mark left over, but it's not Aval ha'iz bar nusham ma'ilo ma'ilo mibchei she'tuchla nafesh ha'iz. But when there is a meditation, a reflection to the higher level, more than the soul can tolerate. Vubitl hasogas ha'nefesh, and that means the bitl, when the soul grasps. In other words, it's non-grasping. It's a negation of the grasping of the person, because it's not able to really get it because it's too high. So even though it is a level of surrounding only above, but yet in a azeksiv b'shem havaya ki amilam, the pasuk continues there. It says, "Suvuni goyim rabim." The pasuk says, "B'shem havaya ki amilam." So, what does it mean, "B'shem havaya ki amilam"? With the name of Hashem, I will cut them down. Pirush amilam. What is the meaning of the word amilam? Yesh boy, beis pirushim. There are two meanings in the word of Amila. Loshin Kirisa, one of them is a language of cutting down. Ki Amila means sort of to cut him down. Vahainu Besur Mira, that's when we're talking about staying away from bad, mamish. When we talk about the actual staying away from real ra, which is Shemesholosh Klipsat Meis, which is from the three totally klippas. So there has to be cutting away. That's a mila on one touch. The Loshin Mila, the other one is a language of Mila. Mila is the Hainu Krisis Ha'orlo Ha'chifafis. That's cutting off the skin that hovers around. It's the level of the bris. The Hainu Bechinas ha-moshrish ha-meklipas nega. Those are the extras that meklipas nega. And the liyeh, so the person should reach to the level of kadish atzmecha b'mutaloch, to sanctify yourself and what's extra. That's the level of mila, of level of krisis. So one is to totally cut away, which is the level of sur meira. Sholish klips at meyes is amilam, to totally get rid of, cut off. And then this is language of circumcision, amila, mila, from Loshen mila, that it is a removal of the skin that hovers around, that is the cutting away the extra, and that comes from klipas noga, so that you should be at the level of kadish atzmcha b'mutalok, to make you sanctify yourself, even things that are permitted to v'hatam kibichinas. The reason kibichinas hamakiv who shemakiv is seviv as a nefesh mikol tzad. Why do you have to cut it away, those extra? Is because the makiv surrounds the soul from all sides. Okemoshul mi shetorud meoid machshova achas. If a person who is preoccupied with one thought, shemaki it surrounds him and it dresses him up very much, to the extent that he can never remove his mind from it at all, even when he's doing other things. He goes here and there, that thought does not leave him. A person who's preoccupied in one thought, and that thought takes up everything in his mouth, so it doesn't happen, doesn't help, he walks here and there, he cannot get rid of that thought that occupies him all the time. V'kachu b'chinas ha-makif shemil mailo. And likewise is the makif mailo who nitzchi bal yimot elum vod. It surrounds the person eternally, it never moves away, it's always there. V'lochein. And therefore is av shekol goyim suvuni, even though they all surround me, but still that connection still remains. So that's the level of the Havaya. Asha'en came b'chinas Odom, as opposed to when we talk about the level of Odom. Ksiv, over there, it's not always the same. It's not like the Dmakiv, which is always on the surrounding the person. Over there, Ksiv, over there, the Pasuk says, Eis asher sholat ha'odom ba'odom. Is a time that the one Odom dominates the other Odom. What does that mean? The Pasuk says, Sheyesh shlito ma'usholah chaz v'sholem la'odom achar. There is, God forbid, a dominance to the other Odom, shemiklipa, that comes from the klipa. Hagam shehu l'raloi la'achar zman. That's a continuation of the Pasuk. Odom ba'odom l'raloi. So even though it's for his detriment, for the person, and still he has that level of shlita after in a time of it. So, therefore, the name, by when we talk about Havaya, the level of Maki that's always surrounding the person. Bashenkin, level of Odom that's only sometimes you can have a dominance of the Odom that comes from the klipa over the Odom Ha'elyon, over his. Ach mikomokoyim. So while this is true that it's not, that it's toiv lach, says Bashem, ach mikomokoyim tzorich liyaz b'chinas Odom gamkin. You still need also the level of Odom. Ki ha'iker. Because the main thing is that you need to have Havaya should become Li. Havaya Li. Havaya Li, that Havaya should come down to Li, not to leave it in a level of Makir. Behind the Bechinas Klita Canal, which is the level of absorbing. Shubchinas Odom. That is the level of Odom. So we need it to be in a klit, we need it to be an Odom as well, not just Havaya. Ki zochor unikeva brom. Because the way Hashem created is a male and a female, v'ikra shemom Odom. So basically you need to have the madrega of klita, just like to absorb, like the seed from the man to the woman, you need the level of Havaya, that makiv, that seed into the Odom to become Havaya li. What chol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael? Pirush b'toich Yisrael chol ha'ezrach has to be b'Yisrael. Pirush b'toich Yisrael u'b'pnim Yisrael. That means inside of Yidden and in their inner chulukinah. Kimi shehu b'b'chinas makiv milmailo nikra b'b'chinas tzel. That is called a tzel if it's only from above. It's makiv, that's a shade. That's a level of tzel. Nikro b'chinas tzel, that's called a level of a shade. V'loi oira, but that's not a level of light. Oira niglis, not a revealed light. Ksiv, like the Pasuk says, Hashem tzilcho al yad yimenecha. Hashem is your tzel, your shade. By your right hand, Yoyim Hashem Mishloakecho. So over there means Hatzel, Shubchinas Makiv Hushmira Machitzen. That the shade, which is in the level of Makiv, is a protection from the outers. So that it provides that protection. El Lifi Shekol Goyim Sfavuni. But because we're surrounded by all Goyim, Kol Goyim Sfavuni. Lifikoch. And therefore, Toiv Yoser Lachs is Bashem. That's why it's better to take cover by Hashem Chulu. Chulu. So, Zu, because in that level is Yoser Toiv HaMakiv. So, the Makiv becomes a better, in this level, is Toiv Yoser Lachs is Bashem. When the level is called going Svavuni, that you have the challenges from Svavuni, then it's better to be in the protection of Hashem. Lachs is Hashem in the Shem Hashem. So, b'chinas zu yoser teva makiv. In this level, the makiv is better. Ubchinas Acheres Yeser Tev Bchinas Adam Kinal is better, the level of Adam. Okay, very good. We learned this Maimedotin, and move on. We have two Maimorim left now in Shmini Atzeres. Let me just close this down.